Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, Denise Richards, we meet again. It was supposed to be in person, and you were going to interview me, which we're going to do in the new year. But since we had this time on the calendar, I wanted us to just have a conversation, like between the two of us, not, you know, just a discussion. Okay, so let's just get housekeeping out of the way. When I saw you in New York, I said to you that I called our publicist to be like, why is Denise like on the show for free? Because they're going to use it the whole season as a promo because she's going to be the get and the star, but she's not being paid. Like you shoot one scene and then they're going to promo it as if you were on the whole entire season. And then we talked and, you know, you said you went to something of Garcelle's. You were supporting her and going to an event for her. And then whatever, your body, your choice, we kind of dropped it. And then me as a viewer, I didn't even see the show at the time, but like saw all these promos of you at this pot dinner and like you seem out of sorts. And like the whole entire promo for this episode is Denise Richards, who's not a cast member, who's not being paid. Right. And then I even saw more promos than about this upside down jacket. So what did you feel differently after that whole episode came out and all the promos about what we talked about in New York?
Well, I actually didn't even watch the show. And I didn't even see the episode where I showed up for Garcelle's, her screening and all of that. I believe they did give me a guest fee appearance after those.
Ah.
But it is what it is. I was asked by Garcelle, hey, would you go to a dinner or a lunch or something? And I said, you know what, if you're there, I'll go and do it. And I found it a little odd to have someone who is supposedly sober host a weed party.
Interesting.
To begin with.
Yes.
And
interesting.
And I voiced that I do not do weed. I don't do edibles. I don't do any of that. And doesn't mix well with my body. I've tried weed twice, for the record. And I don't like it. And so I said, I don't think I should go to this because I don't, just because I cannot have weed. And they said that they, you know, don't worry, we have meals, whatever, without weed in it. And so,
okay.
Yeah, no, I went sideways there and came home and Aaron was like, what is wrong with you? And I go, I don't know. I've never been like that in my
life. What do you think? What happened? Did you drink before? Did you take something? Did you mix something?
I didn't take anything. I had a drink before I went. And that I was nervous seeing the women. That was it. And then when I was there, I felt, first of all, I was sick. And I also said, you know, I'm not feeling good. I'm sick. And I did 3 COVID tests. They all came back negative. And one of the producers said, as long as my test is negative, I could still go. I said, okay. Because I didn't want to cancel. I didn't want to not go. Then in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have gone. I didn't want them to, didn't show up or whatever, because then that would have been a whole thing, you know?
Yes. So,
but progressively during the evening, I felt worse and worse. And then I just remember not half the night. It was bizarre.
So were you on cold medicine or something? Like, what do you attribute being out of sorts like that to?
I mean, I took a cold, like just regular cold medicine before I went, but nothing crazy. I don't know.
Like, I thought maybe you had taken the pot initially. So,
well, I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I have no idea what was, maybe there was a mix up in the meal or the water or something. I don't know. All I know is when I got home, I was like, what? There's something wrong with me.
Wow. Did you think you had said something you might regret, or were you like in your head about it, or you're not like,
you know what? I won't even watch it because I'm sure I'm obviously made an ass out of myself. So I was like, why the hell am I going to watch myself like that? And I told Jill, our publicist, I gave her a heads up when I was in New York. I go, there's an episode coming out that's probably not going to go over very well. So just to give you a heads up.
And if today Bravo called you and said, will you come to this lunch for this guest fee? Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would go. Yeah. I don't care. You know, here's the thing. It's like, also the thing too is I don't know why people are making such a big deal out of it. I don't know if it's because they've never seen me that way, but all of these women are always, you know, even Erica was even saying how high she was and lit, and a lot of them get very, you know, drink a lot and get drunk and all of that. And so I was like, well, why the hell is this such a big deal about me? I don't understand it.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Do you think that, so the part where you're coming at Erica, do you have clarity as to what your problem was? First of all, just to make you feel better, I think people, I don't even feel like they're laughing at you. I think it's like the perfect comedy gold housewives scene. Like, while in the moment it's cringe, like you're probably like, oh my God, I made such an ass of myself. I did that last summer at someone's house and I came back thinking everybody was like never going to speak to me again or thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And they were laughing like, what do you mean? We've seen people so fucked up. So like, you could be in your head too. And obviously it's on TV. Believe me, I was at an Oscar party the night before, that big major party in LA that like is the most, everybody's Madonna. Everybody's famous beyond. And I drank a giant martini and it was like a fishbowl. And I was in the middle of the party. And I said to my friend, I won't be able to make it to the door without falling. Like, we have to sit down here on this couch and like recover. And you've got to just somehow, I'm like Weekend at Bernie's and get me out because I'm not, it's not going to go well. So we've all been there.
We've all been there.
But you're on television.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was on TV. But I'm like, whatever. It is what it is. It was a weed party. So of all parties to be like that at, that was the party like that.
So you think it's something with maybe the cold medicine and a cocktail, or maybe it was.
I have no idea. I had one cocktail before I left. And even there, I remember I only had a half of a drink. I held on to it the whole time.
It's just a perfect campy thing to laugh about. So I don't feel like people are like laughing at you. And yes, for Jill, she probably doesn't care at all. I mean, that's what this whole thing is. It's about somebody saying or doing something stupid and laughing. So that's my take.
I just didn't understand why it's such a big deal when all these other women go nuts on this show.
That's a good point.
And that, Kyle, who's sober, is hosting a weed party. Why would you host a weed party if you're sober?
That's interesting. And maybe, is she sober from alcohol, but would partake in weed?
Maybe, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's California sober.
California sober. So you think it's like sober light. Sober sometimes. Sober-ish.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
What about the situation with Erica? Do you have clarity as to what that was?
Yes, I felt like I didn't even know where to start. That's why I kept telling her, did you watch the show? Like, where do I start? It starts from the beginning of the season that I was on to the end. Like, how do you not know what you were such an asshole to me? You know, that what I was trying to ask her, what I said, I don't know what aired, is that you were so nice to me my first season. You kept going on about me being a Bond girl and you were, you know, so into wanting to be my friend. And then the second season, like, what the hell did I ever do to you? Why were you such a bitch to me?
Right. And I, as a housewife, as a former housewife, I think I know what you're saying. You're saying it wasn't one specific moment at one specific party. You're saying energetically, there was a shift, to act like she didn't know about the shift was like gaslighting in your mind. Like, what do you mean?
And I didn't want to go through the list of things, but I felt like I didn't have to. She's not stupid. She fucking knew.
Got it. I get that. Like, I used to, even when Sonia used to be talking like in circles about something, I would kind of understand what she was trying to say. Like, you weren't articulate, but I got what you were saying. I mean, I didn't watch the whole season, but I knew what you were saying. You were saying like, overall, you've been a little bit, I get what you're saying. Okay. Got it. Well, the joke had to be on you that night. And there's always somebody who the joke is on. And there's always somebody who is doing the joking about, you know, so you're just, you were in the hot seat. And then just the jacket thing with Dorit. So, for some reason, it reminded me of Dorinda. Sometimes with Dorinda, if you come at Dorinda and you say something, she feels like she knows, like she doesn't want something to come at her. So she wants to cut it off at the pass. And it felt like with you, with Dorit, you were like, don't even.
You know what Dorit does? She does this with everyone. And especially me. Anytime you see her, she'd be like, oh, your lipstick doesn't look right. You need some lip gloss. Oh, you've got mascara. You've got your hair's out. I'm like, that's why I was like, stop. I don't care if my lip gloss is not on or I have little mascara. That's why I was like, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Interesting.
And that's why I was like, stop. Do you feel like you need to do that to make yourself feel more secure? You know what I mean?
Like there's always a connection to your appearance. She's always making some comment about your appearance.
Yeah, always. Not once have I seen her. Has she not said one thing about my appearance?
So interesting. That's funny. That's very housewives too, that like we would see this in a vacuum and be like, okay, she's telling you your jacket's upside down. Like girls, girl, like you have toilet paper on your shoe or right. You have, you know, schmutz on your face.
But you know what? I didn't give a shit that my jacket was upside down. I wanted to get the hell out of there.
You just grabbed your jacket and were like hauling ass.
Yes. And you know what? I did try it on for my glam after. And they were even like, you know, you can't tell sometimes if it is upside down or right side.
Oh, like some sweaters. You don't know where the arms are.
Yeah, it's like this feathery thing. And I just wanted to get out and leave. I didn't care if I even, I could have left the jacket there for all that I cared.
Well, people are laughing, which I think.
Oh, that's wonderful. At least they're laughing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, so you don't have to see it. I only ever watched my stuff once. You didn't even watch it once.
I hate watching myself.
Did Aaron watch it or no?
No, we don't. He didn't even watch when we were on it.
What does he think of the whole thing? Is he into you being there? Does he, what would he think about going back?
He thinks all the women are crazy.
But does he like it as a concept? Does he like being on it? Or does he want you there or not there?
He's like, whatever you want to do, I will support.
Amazing. I liked him a lot. I liked him a lot.
Thank you. He really likes you too.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. I was actually excited for you to possibly be coming here because I thought we'd all go to dinner. So I want to.
We will.
Whether in LA. Yeah, I like him. I like you guys. I love that you really, it's not like an act. You really don't give a shit.
I don't. You know what? When you get a certain age, it's like, all right, people are going to say I was fucked up at a night. Who has not in their life been like that? Unfortunately, it was on television. I honestly do not know. I don't know if I accidentally had something that had weed in it. Because I cannot have it. I don't know. But whatever. It was one night. It was on television for two episodes that I had to live through.
Kim Basinger on Blind Date. Not that bad. That was a funny movie. So does Housewives even hold a candle to when you experienced your craziness with your divorce?
No. That's the thing. It's like when you've gone through so much publicly, and that's the thing I think a lot of the women didn't understand my second season, where I would let stuff just roll off my back, is because maybe if I hadn't gone through so much stuff publicly, certain things would have bothered me. But because I have gone through so much, I'm like, who gives a shit?
Right.
Like, it's nothing. And the stuff they were accusing me of, I'm like, okay, I have had worse things said about me publicly. So that's why I didn't even, but I think though, maybe I should have acted like it did. And I don't know.
No. I mean, you're
I've been through the ringer, you know?
You've been through the ringer. A lot of people were like, I love Denise. Like she's so beautiful. And I loved her in this and I loved her in that. Like, so you're very, very, very beloved, and to a point where it was even not that I thought you were disliked, but it was surprising. Like a lot of people, it was a lot of love about you. And yes, you've been through hell and back. And I often think about that regarding like there are hate pages against me, hate accounts, people have lives hating me. And I'll post something, and the more hate it's getting, the more views it's getting. Like it's almost like hate sells now and used to be sex sells.
I agree with you with hate sells. Because that's
crazy.
That's where it starts with like the tabloids, the magazines that we used to have. And then it's obviously online. And so, yeah, it's sad that people, you know, you can't be happy and positive all the time.
It's sad. But what I'm saying to you is that I realize now, like, when there's more hate,
right.
Sadly, You're doing something right because it's triggering people and it's right. bothering them that you're successful. Like I'm finding my head is confused because there'll be something that I posted something about a bagel and some caviar, like the salmon roe. And you would have thought I said, you would have thought I abducted someone's child. Like it was such vile hate that it was crazy. But the thing was through the roof in views, like it aggravated people for some reason that I would do this and that people would want to watch this. Like it drives people nuts.
I know. It's the society we're living in.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.